Good evening. Good evening. It's Dr. Shepherd, you guys, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. So when we talk about social and emotional learning, it is ways that we can support the whole child. A lot of times you hear like the heaviness on academics, the heaviness on sports. But what we found after the pandemic in particular is that there needed to be something in place to really meet the needs of scholars emotionally. We found there was a lot of trauma when our babies came back from COVID. And so it was, how do you navigate trying to ensure they have what they need academically, but also making sure that they have what they need emotionally as well. Now, social emotional learning is not a new term. It's been around for years. And it has, you know, some school districts, you know, they just buy one program. You spend anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes working on lessons within the class. And then you go into academics. But because of the need, hey, Apostle Barry, thank you for joining me tonight. But because of the need that we saw after COVID, a lot of school districts really started investing even the more when it came to how are we going to meet the emotional needs of scholars and how are we going to help them socially? Because now we have to acclimate back to working together. Hey, Renata, thank you, boo, for joining me. Now we have to acclimate them back to just how to socialize, how to express ourselves, how not to yell our voice, yell at each other when we're talking, how to keep our hands and our feet to ourselves. Those things that are typically taught at home or in the early stages of education. And I'm a middle school principal, and we were finding that we were even having to revisit just some of those basic skills in the school. And so some tidbits that I want to give parents when it comes to social and emotional learning and getting them, not even so much the learning piece, but the social and emotional piece, and getting your babies the support and the help that they need and how to get the schools involved. One thing, hey, Danielle, thank you for joining me. One thing that I want to note is, as a parent, you know your child best, right? You know your child best. And so my biggest advice always to parents, to families, when I speak with them who are looking for services, make sure you start taking notes of the things that you are noticing, things that you are seeing with your scholar, right? And I'm not just saying jot down a couple of things here and there, but like take some detailed notes over a court, a period of time, right? And then, like, try talking to your scholar, right? Pay attention to any journals that they may be writing in, any drawings. A lot of times we miss signs with drawings, even with our middle school and high school babies. Drawings can tell a whole lot. And so anytime you're in their room, you're in their space, and I'm going to say this, because I let my children know, you don't own a room in this house. Every single thing is mine. And so any space that I choose to visit at any time I can, and anything I choose to go through, from book bags to bookcases to whatever, that is also a right that I have. And so as a parent, don't get into that feeling of like, man, and you'll be surprised. I've met parents who are like, you know, I just don't bother in their space. Yeah, okay. Space is when you out here paying your own stuff. And until that day come, it's mine. It's ours, right? And so I'm going to tap in when necessary. But make sure you're paying attention to the writing, any journals you may find, any drawings you may see. Okay. And so then you take that. So you'll take the notes, that you've gathered. You'll take any, journal entries, any drawings, and you then reach out to your child's teacher. Ask that teacher, hey, are you noticing anything going on with such and such, right? Teachers have an opportunity to really chime in because they see a lot. And in middle school, they have at least six teachers that they see a day, right? somebody has seen something. And so never, ever be afraid to reach out to your child's teacher. If you can't never get your child's teacher, that's a problem. That is a serious problem. And you probably need to dig a little bit deeper, reach out to administration and find out like, hey, I've reached out to my baby's teacher and I haven't heard anything back. But I know from my school, we have several platforms. We use School Mint. We use Classroom Dojo. We use Remind. So many ways to communicate. And then, of course, also email and text messaging. And so make sure you reach out to your child's teacher just to find out, hey, this is what I'm noticing. Are you noticing anything? Hey, Uncle Nate, thank you for joining me tonight. Are you noticing anything? And then you guys begin to compare notes. Okay, you begin to compare notes. This whole time, you don't stop talking to your child, right? You don't stop talking to your child. You continue to talk to them, to be open, in order for them to open up to you. I do believe that there should be fear, reverence more like it, but not to the point where your child doesn't feel comfortable talking to you. You want to make, especially this day and time, parents, let me tell you, you want to make sure your child is comfortable talking to you about things, because I'm telling you, the stuff that we see in the school systems, you would not believe. I'm ready for the movie to come out, because it's real. Okay, so after you take the notes, after you meet with your child's teacher says, hey, look, you know, sorry guys, your child's teacher says, hey, look, I'm noticing this too, or I haven't seen this, but now you have another set of eyes looking and checking in. And then that's how you begin to also build relationship with your child's teachers, right? Over just that, hey, I just want to make sure my baby is good. Yes, academically, as well as these are some things that I'm seeing, right? And so once you guys begin to compare notes, it's time to actually bring in the social workers or the counselors. So I have worked in schools that have had both. I've worked in schools that have one or the other. My current school, we only have school social workers. And it is so easy to request a meeting with them. And so parents, please don't be afraid of getting that meeting in. I know you hear social workers sometimes, and the first thing that comes to people's mind is, oh, they're trying to get in my business and take my children from me. And that is like so far from the truth. Matter of fact, it's super hard to get your kids taken from you. Hey, cuz. It's very hard to get kids taken nowadays. I'm trying to tell you what I know. Okay, so don't be afraid to get that social worker involved of saying, hey, are you able to provide some social and emotional learning, social emotional skills and work with my baby while they're at school? Now, they're doing an observation period as well, because you don't want to just throw somebody on top of your child and not, hey, bestie boo, thank you for joining me, Dr. Perkins. And so you don't want to just throw someone on your child. And so you want to make sure that they do the observation, because again, they're looking from a different lens. They may see something. It may just be adolescents. It may just be, hey, this is the things you can expect to see during this age group, right? As opposed to, oh, these are some real serious things and we need to go a step further. Don't be afraid to reach out and get that expert advice. Even after you get the expert advice, you continue taking notes. You continue observing. You continue having conversations with your child, right? Because it may lead to therapy. And there are so many amazing therapists out there. There are some that can do in-home. There are some that come into the school. There are some you can go into the offices. I'm telling you, the world of therapy has grown so very much. And you can find the right therapist for your child. Sometimes it is as simple as just having someone else to talk to. You really don't know everything. We have a severe thunderstorm going on here in Charlotte, but you really don't know everything that your baby is facing. And so let me tell you, it is never, never wrong to want to get extra help for your child. Nothing's wrong with your child. Something's wrong with them. We got to Medication doesn't even have to be on the table all the time. Sometimes just having that extra person to talk to your child can make a world of difference. Let me tell you, some of the stuff that we are seeing, which is one of the biggest reasons I don't allow my scholars, all my scholars wear clear book bags, and all of my scholars, they cannot be in hoodies, because we noticed over the last few years, a lot of our babies are cutting. And I'm not talking about no little mark. I'm talking about they are really, really, really hurting themselves. Really hurting themselves. And then they're hiding it behind these big old hoodies that they are wearing. And I just want parents to wake up. That was the whole purpose of even starting this series, because I felt like there needed to be a voice from the school to let you know these are things that we see. These are ways to get into the school. Guess what? It's never wrong to ask for an observation. Come in and observe your child. It doesn't have to be announced. They don't have to know you're coming. And it's not with the eye of, it's not with the eye of catching them doing something, but it is more observation on your baby just to make sure they're good. Are they withdrawn? Do they have friends? How do they interact with their peers? Is there any adult that they talk to? Are they prone to always need to go to the bathroom? Always have to stay in that bathroom for long periods of time? Those are always flags for us at the school. And so when someone reaches out, or if you're noticing stuff and you reach out, understand that it's a partnership. It is a partnership. It is not we're trying to get in your business. There's a reason this baby hurt herself, something going on at home. That is not always the lens, right? There always has to be an abundance of evidence before schools start looking into things a lot deeper. But there, let me tell you, please get your babies help. That is why there are so many programs now within the school system. And let me tell you, if there's any principals up here or educators and your school doesn't have any type of social and emotional learning programs, please reach out to me. I have a bunch of them. Let me tell you, I have a bunch of them because, hey, yet again, we definitely want to make sure that we're doing everything we can for our future. Hey, Stro, thank you for joining me. We definitely want to make sure that we're doing everything for our future. And it starts with making sure that the whole child is having his needs met, not just pieces. I am huge on academics. I have a huge announcement coming in a few days, but I'm very big on academics. Academics is important, especially when I think of Black excellence and Brown excellence, right? And so that's how I expect my scholars, my leaders to show up, especially if they're going to be in my presence. I demand it. I command it, right? But it still doesn't mean that I don't have to tap into making sure that baby is good socially and emotionally. I'm paying attention when I shake the hands of every scholar that comes through my door. And there's 300, and I believe I have 348 of them this year. And yes, shaking hands. Then they're going to shake another staff member's hands and another staff member's hand. They're going to shake the hands or fist pump or high five at least 5 adults before they even make it to their teacher who's waiting for them at the threshold. All of our eyes are on our babies. I can tell when one of our scholars is not having a good day. I can tell when one of our scholars, something is off. And you know what? It's not for me to just hold that information. That's for me to let the teacher know. I'll even go to the search board. Hey, just check in on such and such today. I go to lunches. I don't have a problem sitting and just talking to the kids, listening in. And so parents, use the schools as your partners. Use the schools as your partners. Like, hey, let's dig in and find out what's going on with my baby and what resources you can help me with. Okay? So that is my note from the principal's desk on this evening. Again, if you don't have programs for social emotional learning and you are in the school system and you're like, hey, I would want to learn more, please feel free to reach out to me. I don't mind sharing the resources that I have. Parents, I am telling you yet again, the school is a partner to you and ensuring that your baby gets what they need. And if you are or happen to be at a school where they're against you coming into the school to do visits, if they are, they don't return your phone calls or your emails, then you need to tap in. You probably need to start reaching out then to the principal, and just letting it be known, like, hey, I'm trying, but something's going on here, right? Because I say it's public education. There should be no secret. There should be nothing hidden, that's taking place within the school. And I'm transparent with my parents, good, bad, or indifferent. You're going to get the truth. It's just who I am, and I like the way I sleep at night. And so I definitely don't want to, be misleading to my scholars, my staff, or my families. And so that's my note tonight. Make sure parents take those notes, look at those drawings, look in them journals, go through them clothes, pay attention when they become withdrawn, pay attention. I don't think there's anything wrong with still doing, you know, body checks, you know, hey, let me, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's your seed. You know what I'm saying? And so God gave them to us. And so it's our job to make sure that they are good. And so don't be afraid, to take away. That's right, Dr. Perkins. Look at those phones. Definitely look at those phones. I said it before, get friend them on these social media accounts. And if they don't accept your friend request, guess what? Send a fake friend request. But you need to find out and look in some of these group chats that they have going on, and you'll learn a whole lot. Trust me, we definitely do. All it takes is to confiscate one cell phone, honey, and you have everything you need to know for the whole, for the next 6 months. Trust me. Trust me. So please, please, please heed to the advice. Parents, you rock. You got this. We got this. And I hope you guys will join me next Friday for another segment of A Note from the Principal's Desk. Have a blessed evening. Peace.